This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. Save $20 plus get free shipping on the Gen 40 Heater now at EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEHEATER. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Kenosha shooter, Kyle Rittenhouse. He murdered two people, by the way.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old vigilante.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the vigilante.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the armed teenage vigilante.
It wasn't until you pointed your gun at him, advanced on him, with your gun, now your hands down, pointed at him, that he fired, right?
Correct.
The problem is, this is a grave constitutional violation. So I don't know what you're up to.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What I would be saying to the president is I would just ask him to keep doing what he's doing.
I mean, if he's not going to support the border being secured, then he should be able to have everyone there. If they're going to come here, you know, we'll provide buses and provide them. I will send them to Delaware.
The Simpsons are going to Delaware.
I want to see Wilmington.
I want to visit a screen door factory.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I've been to Delaware. That's where my 59 Chevy Impala caught fire and died. Newark, Delaware. It was a sad day for me back in 1973. Maybe the illegal aliens will have more fun there than I did. That was a great car, that 59 Chevy. Even though I would have had to get rid of it a few months later when the price of gas tripled. Kind of reminds me of today. Well, not quite yet, but we're getting there. 844-500-4242. You know, I heard that cut earlier today from about Kyle Rittenhouse being a murderer. I mean, I am just amazed that they would call someone a murderer. I'm always very careful. You know, I always say kill. So-and-so is accused of killing someone. Or if he's indicted for murder, I'll say murder. But you don't say somebody murdered somebody when the trial hasn't been held and the facts are certainly in doubt. And I would say the facts are no longer in doubt in any way imaginable. The Kyle Rittenhouse was acting in self-defense and he's going to win. He's going to win. And what is up with the prosecution? Did I hear one of the prosecutors say that he listened to the testimony of the prosecution witnesses and then tailored his testimony to answer it? Wait a second. I think that's the way it's worked since the Magna Carta, maybe before the Magna Carta, maybe back to Roman Empire days. The charges are made against the defendant and then the defendant responds. And so what do they want to do? Keep the defendant, Rittenhouse in this case, out of the courtroom? I'll tell you, you want to know what would have happened if one day everybody had shown up for court and Rittenhouse hadn't been there? The judge would have flipped out and issued a warrant for his arrest. You have to show up for your own trial. You have to be there. Them's the rules. I mean, if you've watched one Perry Mason, you know that. And the judge, I don't think the judge believes what's going on here.
As if Rittenhouse hasn't been privy to all the affidavits and all the written testimony.
Right. You know, I thought I had seen the dumbest prosecutor of all time, a woman named Maura Lausch down in Palm Beach County in the Kennedy rape trial back 30 years ago. And she got flustered at one point with William Kennedy Smith on the stand. And she finally said, "So what were you? A sex machine?" And I never thought that could be topped or bottomed, I should say. But these people are worse than Maura Lausch. Much worse. 508, that's not the half of it. He had his Fifth Amendment rights questioned in open court today before a judge and jury. How about when he was, they kept saying that, why doesn't he want to testify? You know, it is your right. I mean, that's real basic stuff. It's called Miranda rights, right? you have a right not to present evidence that will tend to incriminate you. Good Lord. 844-500-4242, and they're saying they want a mistrial. Well, I mean, why do you want to if I were the defense lawyer, I mean, they're doing a great job here, and they got a lot to work with, but why don't they just say, Judge, can we get a directed verdict of not guilty here? I mean, this guy, what's his name, Grosskreutz, you know, he's the one that was wounded. I mean, he's exonerated him on shooting himself. He's exonerated him on shooting the guy Huber. He was the second perv, and again, Rosenbaum, the first guy, he raped five little boys, and he's using the N word. And they keep saying, well, you know, they're going to have some riots if he's let go. Are they? I'm not sure about that. I don't think they're going to have riots. All the people that were shot were white. They were all criminals. One of them was a pederast and was using the N-word. I mean, this kid was trying to defend himself.
Start running towards that lot, right?
Towards the fire that in the Duramax.
And Mr. Rosenbaum is running ahead of you, isn't he?
I don't believe so.
But you decided you needed to run because of the fire in the Duramax?
Yes.
Why? What was so urgent?
It was a fire.
Yeah, I don't know. And by the way, how come nobody ever mentions Rosenbaum's record? I've read it like one place, and that was in the Washington Post last year. And that was basically a sob story about Rosenbaum. You know what he was doing? He was turning his life around. I think they even had a quote from his mother, from Rosenbaum's mother. The pederast, the dead pederast.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yeah, 508 says the guys he shot were all upstanding. So, yeah, they were. This guy, Grosskreutz, he said, I was there as an observer and I was there as a medic. That's why he's got an unlicensed gun tucked into his belt. Unlicensed.
I was. Tell us about that. I believe in the Second Amendment. I'm for people's right to carry and bear arms. And that night was no different than any other day. It's keys, phone, wallet, gun.
I thought you were a medic.
Did you have a permit to carry a concealed weapon?
I did.
Was it in effect on August 25th, 2020?
It was not.
Had it expired?
It had.
And you had not renewed it?
I had not.
Oh. So he was carrying an unregistered firearm, an illegal unregistered firearm, as a medic, and as a member of some leftist lunatic group that espoused revolution. That's his. He's a prosecution witness. 781 says, if a judge in Wisconsin grants a mistrial with prejudice, Rittenhouse cannot be tried again. Okay, so that's why they're asking for the mistrial. They want a mistrial with prejudice. I don't think it's going to take the jury long to acquit him, but, you know, why should it even go to the jury? This is a cut and dried case, and I'm so happy that this is the way it's worked out. This is Rittenhouse and the Rittenhouse judge with the prosecutor about basic law. And again, this is not stuff you have to go to law school to understand. Cut 7.
Why would you think that made it okay for you without any advance notice to bring this matter before the jury? I was astonished. When you began your examination by commenting on the defendant's post-arrest silence. That's basic law. It's been basic law in this country for 40 years, 50 years. I have no idea why you would do something like that. And it gives, I'll leave it at that. So I don't know what you're up to.
May I respond?
Yes.
We filed another acts motion on this exact issue because in my mind, and I argued this, it is identical to what was going on the night of August 25th, in the sense that the defendant was using this exact same weapon. He was using it in a manner to try and protect property.
No, he wasn't.
There's Your Honor, with all due respect...
I'm not going to rehash the motion. Yeah, that's absolutely untrue. No. Your argument's of record. My comments are of record, and why I ruled as I did is of record. There's nothing that I heard in this trial to suggest anything's changed. Even if you're correct in your assumption that you know more than I did at the time, you should have come to the court and say, I want to go into this. Why you would think that you could go into it without any advance notice to the court, I don't understand that. And as the defense is pointing out, you're an experienced trial lawyer, and this should not have been gone into.
What gets me there is he admits he filed a motion. The judge said the motion was incorrect. And then he's stating that the motion that the judge has already ruled didn't apply was correct. I mean, number one, that's not the way to win friends and influence people. And I 844-500-4242. The jury is also being threatened. Don't minimize this. There've been allegations about this. And 619 says, I like how a self-proclaimed communist, Grosskreutz, believes in the Second Amendment. Yeah, I thought the communist governments usually like to disarm a population because that, that tends to decrease the number of civil insurrections against the communist tyranny. 844-500-4242. This is a pretty interesting trial. They're cross-examining Kyle Rittenhouse right now, but we'll keep dipping into this as the afternoon goes on. To all of my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt is now over $28 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. So, if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. So what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith, and Wesson, and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Oh, we got so many great cheap bastard deals going on. This is a really good one, though. This is one of the listeners' favorites and one of my favorites, too. This is Alma Gaucha. It's a Brazilian steakhouse. It's right in the Seaport District in Boston, right on D Street. And for meat lovers, Alma Gaucha has so much more to offer than the simple traditional cuts of meats. Cuts such as, and help me out here if I'm getting it wrong, Anderson, picanha?
Picanha.
Picanha.
Yeah.
That's the house special. What is the house? Explain it.
So picanha is a prime cut of the top sirloin. So it's a little muscle on top of the top sirloin with a ring of fat.
Oh, I like that. I like that ring of fat.
It's just delicious.
Yeah. Alcatra.
Alcatra.
That's top sirloin, bone-in ribeye. Fraldina, which is bottom sirloin. That's pretty damn good, too.
Yeah, that's the most flavorful one, for sure.
Yeah, that stands up well the next day when you're reheating it. Filet mignon, beef ribs, lamb, chicken, pork, salmon, and much, much more. And I, and as I was just telling you during the break, I love the Brazilian sausage, which you said comes from Florida. Very underrated. It's it looks unassuming, but it's quite delicious. And the bacon, that's the sugar cured bacon, is fantastic as well.
Yeah, that sugar is the sugar bacon. We call candy bacon. We just
it's a good way to put it.
We use brown sugar and some red pepper. It's a very, very balanced taste, with a little spicy and sweet with the bacon flavor.
It's amazing. Great. They also offer a fresh buffet with a wide variety of selected vegetables, imported cheeses, smoked parma ham, imported salami, fruits, etc. And I, as I've told you before, and Taylor can back me up, he loves it as well, you have the best potato salad anywhere. Fantastic stuff. Very, very basic, but just top of the line.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah. And also the cheese bread is pretty damn good.
Yeah, the pão de queijo, the cheesy bread, is fresh made every day, so it just tastes amazing.
Yeah, and you can flip it in. You can flip it into the microwave for about 15 seconds.
Is that what you were doing last night?
You
just had a big bowl of cheese bread, like
and
popcorn.
Potato salad, yeah. And potato salad. And some of the candy bacon. That's what I had. Not some of your bigger products, but I like them. I like everything. I like everything. This is great. While supplies last, you can now purchase a $50 gift certificate to Alma Gaucha for just $25. This is a great, our listeners love it. They're very happy. They come down. They come from all over.
All over, yeah. This last weekend, we got a family from New Hampshire.
Yeah.
They traveled like for an hour and a half just to have dinner with us, and they heard from you.
And so, I bet they were amazing. Pretty damn happy, too.
They were super happy. They're coming back for the holidays, actually.
Okay, get yours now for Alma Gaucha at click on store at Howie. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. HowieCarshow.com and click on store. And you got the great soft drinks, too. I mean, again, these are things that people may not think about. But nowadays in America, all the sugar is made with this corn syrup stuff. Even the stuff that's not diet. Your Brazilian soda uses the cane sugar, just like the old days.
Right. The real sugar, and it's a little cherry from the Amazon. It just tastes like a cherry ginger ale.
Yeah,
with the real sugar.
It does.
I like using that. I have some mixed drinks at home, not during work hours. It's a very good base for the mixed drinks.
I was going to mention that, Taylor. Not during working hours, though, of course. So this is really a great place, and it's a when are you guys open at Alma Gaucha?
We open 7 days a week. We open for lunch 11:30 to 2:30, and then dinner 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Then in the week, and Friday, Saturday until 10:30, and Sundays we close at 9 p.m.
And so this is basically the price fixed. That's what you have.
It is a fixed price.
Yeah,
we charge per person. The first course is the salad bar and the hot bar, and the main course is the meat service. You have the little card, like
the little card. Yeah, we usually have one with us. It's red if you're full, and green if you want some more. And they just come around, and they just keep feeding you as much as you want. And it's just really good. And you know, don't be put off by the fact that you're going into the seaport, because it's in a hotel, so you can get valet parking.
Definitely, yes.
If you don't want to screw around with looking for something on the street.
And then in the weekend, summer is a free day, so you can park on the street, on D Street. We just across there, the London D. So it's a lot of spots.
Yeah, there are a lot of spots. Yeah. That's where the Herald used to be in the seaport district.
Yep.
So there were a lot of spots, especially on the weekends. Yeah, 508 says, I bought one of these gift certificates for my son. He said it was some of the best meat he's ever tasted. Yeah, if I had to recommend, I would say the bottom sirloin. I would recommend the bottom sirloin, the chicken wrapped in bacon, and the sausage. Those are, but again, it's all great, and especially everything's good. Everything.
The good thing is, like, if you don't really like chicken, you have so many options. You have a lamb, you have a beef, you have a pork, so we can. Anyone can fit in. Like if you like lamb, we have it. If you like beef, we have it. If you like pork, we have it. Even fish. We have a smoked salmon on the salad bar, and we have a grilled salmon that is part of the rodizio.
Oh, everything is great. You're not going to go wrong. Alma Gaucha, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Now I'm going to put aside some cheese bread and some potato salad. Thank you, Anderson.
Thank you.
I'm Howie Carr.
Thank you.
Yeah.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Just had some Italian sausage and some cheese bread. No, Italian Brazilian sausage and some cheese bread. And some of that bottom sirloin. Oh, is that a good place?
So yummy.
Al Magalcha, get on board, HowieCarshow.com, and click on store. That's a cheap bastard deal, $50 gift certificate for $25. We also have some Aviva Trattoria gift certificates left. They're also good for the 110 grill. And those are $50 for $25, Aviva Trattoria / 110 grill. And we also have some left for the Alley Bowl plus barbecue in Orleans. That's a 12 candle pin lanes and a lot of great barbecue. We had them in yesterday. So we got a lot of cheap bastard restaurant deals here today. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats heart chews to your morning routine for heart-healthy energy without a caffeine crash. For my listeners only, you can get up to 45% off free shipping at superbeats.com/Howie. This is their best offer available anywhere. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie, up to 45% off at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What was Brian Williams' biggest fib? Bodies floating by, our helicopter was under heavy fire, I was robbed at gunpoint while selling Christmas trees, or I watched a man commit suicide in the Superdome.
Can I just hear Katrina? That's my favorite. I'm voting for Katrina. Let me hear Katrina.
And when I was down there, I used to be a firefighter, volunteer firefighter in New Jersey. I was wearing the boots that I've owned since 1976. I had them pulled up as waders. When you look out of your hotel room window in the French Quarter and watch a man float by face down, when you see bodies that you last saw in Banda Aceh, Indonesia, and swore to yourself that you would never see in your country, I beat that storm. I was there before it arrived. I wrote it out with people who later died in the Superdome.
Wait a second, the bodies floated all the way from Indonesia to New Orleans?
I didn't get
they
that
floated,
either.
They floated through the Panama Canal, I guess. Or did they go around the Cape of, what is it, the Good Horn or Good Hope, whichever one it is? I'm voting for that one.
50% say bodies floating by. 31% say our helicopter was under heavy fire. 12% for watching a man commit suicide. And 6% at the gunpoint, robbed at gunpoint while selling Christmas trees.
I like the Katrina one because he manages to weave in his old, you know, his past as a volunteer firefighter, and he describes his boots. I mean, it really does. It reads like a beautiful short story.
It was 1979. I was traveling the Yangtze in search of a Mongolian horsehair vest. I got to the market after sundown. All of the clothing traders had gone, but a different sort of trader still looked about. Just a tasty scent. That was all it took.
You know, the thing I liked, it hasn't gotten as much play, but I remember the story about being robbed at gunpoint when he was selling Christmas trees, when he was living in New Jersey as a kid. And he remembered that it was a revolver. It wasn't a 9mm. It was a revolver. And I'm thinking, it's one of those things like with police blotter facts, right? If you're going to commit a crime, if you have a revolver and you're going to rob somebody, are you going to the kid that's selling Christmas trees, or are you going to just keep going to, I don't know, the liquor store maybe?
Did we ever get a name of said person who robbed him? T-Bone, perhaps?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's Corn Pop.
My first one would, like, if I was going to rob someone, I wouldn't think the Christmas tree kid.
And then of course, another one. We got a lot of these to go through, but I love this one too. This is when he's with this reporter for the New York Times, or this woman on the editorial board, Mara Gay, and she, as dumb as Brian Williams is, she is equally dumb. And listen to this math. This is some of my favorite math of the last few years. Cut 25.
Somebody tweeted recently that actually with the money he spent, he could have given every American $1 million.
I've got it. Let's put it up on the screen. When I read it tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads. U.S. population, 327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 $1 million and I've had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true. It's disturbing.
I like that cut because in the middle of it, it sounds like he may be catching on that the math is wrong, but he plows through anyway, not realizing at all.
I mean, the really scary part about that
cut. Ron Burgundy would have caught that.
The really scary part about that cut is that the graphics team at MSNBC had to pull that tweet and that
nobody caught it.
No one said, there's something wrong here.
And think about it again, if you weren't paying that close attention, $327 million into $500 million would give everybody in the country $1 million.
That's my kind of math. That's
as the woolly-haired Melanesians of Papua New Guinea once said.
That's what you call fuzzy math, as George W. Bush used to say.
That's Bernie Sanders-style math.
And 207 says, why was he wearing boots if he was watching from his hotel room? There's another question for you.
Yeah, there's so many things that didn't add up. But I do feel like after he got caught, Howie, we didn't get as many good stories. You know, he wasn't as adventurous with his storytelling. He was more cautious. He was gun-shy. Revolver shy, you might say.
Do you think that Mike Barnicle is concerned that this might be the start of a trend at MSNBC?
Well, I think there's room to go around. I think if anything...
And Al Sharpton and Joy Reid, I mean, they have different kind of problems, you know, like anti-Semitism, homophobia, that kind of thing.
But I think if Brian Williams and Mike Barnicle have showed us anything, Howie, it's that there really is a whole industry of this. You know, they were just the pioneers. But nowadays, you make things up and you get Pulitzer Prizes. So right. What? He said a couple false stories on David Letterman. At least he didn't get a Pulitzer Prize for it. People didn't go to jail over it. He didn't ruin Michael Flynn's life over it.
And he never got a Pulitzer Prize.
He just sounded like a bit of an ass.
We got a bunch of them to play more as we go through the day.
All right. Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks GMC Fisher. Tux sells, installs, and services Fisher plows and spreaders. Check out the new Fisher Easy V plow designed for half-ton pickups. Get a Fisher at Tux Trucks GMC Fisher in Hudson, Mass. Call 1-800-MY-TRUCK. All right. A few things here before we go to a very special...
Oh, that's right.
Masterpiece Theater.
Do you have enough time? I mean, I don't want to rush this thing because Masterpiece Theater should not be rushed.
And you know what? This is my last show for a while. I would like to go out on a high note. So we'll end it with Masterpiece Theater. Now, I'm going to let either you, Howie, or Taylor set up the scene here of what we are reading.
Okay, there's a woman in New York. Well, this is Andrew Cuomo. He's being deposed as part of the Attorney General Letitia James investigation. So they're asking him about his prior love life. And so apparently he told one of the victims, Boylan, the first victim, the nice-looking girl, woman who was running for Manhattan borough president, that Boylan reminded him of this woman named Lisa, who, and so everybody always assumed that he said that because he and Lisa were, you know, once seeing a lot of each other, as they used to say.
An item.
Yes, an item, as they said in the Boston Herald. Yes, exactly. So the prosecutor from Letitia James' office, the attorney general.
Played by me.
That's played by Grace. What's her name, Grace? Do you have her name or is it just prosecutor?
I believe it's the gentleman, Kim.
Oh, Kim. Okay. Oh, Kim, not to be confused with Kim, the state rep, who also hates from
yes,
Queens.
His last name is Kim.
Well,
who
I'm,
also
I'm
hates,
going to take,
Cuomo.
I am going to take creative liberties with this, and I am going to be a female asking
okay.
these questions.
Okay. So, and Taylor will play the role of Andrew Cuomo. Okay. So we just want to go straight to the, and this is all dialogue guaranteed verbatim because it's right from the transcript.
Although there does seem to be one typo, which I'm going to fix, but it's just so people can understand it better. My question is, you don't understand the question of, first I'll go to my earlier question. Was she your girlfriend? You don't understand that question?
Was she my girlfriend, meaning?
Do you understand what a girlfriend is?
Well, girlfriend means different things to different people.
Okay. What does it mean to you?
What a girlfriend means to me may be different than what a girlfriend means to you.
Okay. What does it mean to you?
It doesn't matter what it means to me. It matters what you want to know.
I'd like to know whether you thought she was a girlfriend of yours. Do you not understand? What is your understanding of a girlfriend?
I don't know what. My understanding doesn't matter.
It actually does, though, with all respect.
She is a friend who is... Okay, it is a friend who is a girl.
That's how you define girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay, how about someone you date, have relations with?
Have relations?
Kiss! You kiss. You go on dates. Would you go on dates?
Did I kiss her? Yes. There was a period of time that I kissed her.
Okay, you kissed Lisa Shields.
Yes.
You went on dates with her.
She was a friend and we did activities together.
Okay. You kissed her on the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's, I think, a general, and you have relations with...
Nowadays...
Physical relations with...
Nowadays, Miss Kim, I believe you have to be very careful about how you define what term. Girlfriend could mean this. She is a woman who was a friend who I did see romantically for a period of time.
Okay, if you define girlfriend as a woman friend who you see romantically for a period of time, was Lisa Shields a girlfriend of yours?
If that is your definition, yes.
Ugh.
I'm reminded of the old country song, "We used to kiss on the lips, but now it's all over."
Is there anything that can't be boiled down to an old country song?
I know.
For you?
Not by me. I can think of just about anything. And about, if fingerprints turned up on skin, wonder whose would find on you. And then I remember what James Taylor used to say. I still remember it many, many years ago. He used to say, if you're over 18, dating means, and then I can't say the last word that he meant. I think that's what Prosecutor Kim, the assistant attorney general, was trying to get into. 781, this show has jumped the shark. This is a four-hour show. That took up 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job.
We have a lot of time to go into any number of issues.
Everyone's a critic.
I know they are, but most people liked it, though, Taylor. I must say,
this was a soft opening.
I think we did a very good job. I'm a critic, but I say we did good.
All right, that's it, Grace. So you're through for the week or so.
For the
more
foreseeable
than a week.
Future, for I am out of future. Here.
Our best wishes, Grace. Congratulations to you and Will.
Thank you very much, and
enjoy your time off.
Thank you. I will.
Your nuptials.
Thank you very much, and a very special thank you to our veterans. I won't be here. You know, Howie, one of my favorite days on the radio is usually Veterans Day, and I won't be here tomorrow, so I wanted to say thank you to everyone in advance.
Yes, and I second that motion.
Toodles, when I return, I will be married.
All right, Grace, thank you. I'll see you on Saturday. You can thank Joe Biden as inflation surges. This winter, heating bills are projected to soar by as much as 54% in some areas, depending on your heating source. My friends at Eden Pure can help. Right now, you can save $20 on their Gen 40 heater that is both stylish and easy to move from room to room. You no longer have to heat your entire house. With rising inflation, demand is high. So order your Gen 40 space heater right now with code word Howie Heater. The reason the Gen 40 heater works so well and will cut your bills this winter is because it combines both an infrared and a convective heating system into a single unit. The two technologies work together to warm a room. Most space heaters use just one form of heat, and that isn't as official or as economical as the Gen 40. Don't wait for your first huge home heating bill, compliments of Joe Biden's insane policies. These Gen 40 heaters may be gone by Thanksgiving. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word HOWIEHEATER to save $20 and get free shipping. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIEHEATER. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Come on,
G-Dope.
I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. I want to do a flashback, and this is not a Brian Williams flashback. This is to the final debate, October 20th, 2020. And this is what Joe Biden said about why he should be elected president of the United States as opposed to Donald Trump. Cut 24.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
And now, what is he up to? 350, 400,000 deaths? So should he remain president of the United States of America? Meanwhile, they're trying to round up votes for this multi-trillion dollar welfare package, billions for illegal aliens, billions for teen moms to produce more government-dependent little children like back in the 60s and 70s and 80s. Just insanity, total insanity. But they're trying to get the votes of a couple of recalcitrant senators, including Joe Manchin of West Virginia. So here are a couple of members of the Biden administration. West Virginia, of course, you know, what are they famous for? Coal. So John Forbes Kerry is at the Endless Conference in Glasgow, Scotland. And here's what he had to say about what's going to happen to the leading industry in Joe Manchin, whose vote they need, his state. What's going to happen to Joe Manchin's coal industry? John Kerry, the climate czar, cut three.
By 2030 in the United States, we won't have coal. We will not have coal plants. By 2035, President Biden has set a target that we will be, in our power sector, carbon free. We're the largest oil and gas producer in the world, but we're saying we're going to be carbon free in the power sector by 2035. I think that's leadership.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to get Joe Manchin's vote for sure. Then you have a woman named Saleh Omarova. I mean, she's a commie. She's a Russian. She was born in Russia, one of the breakaway Muslim republics, Kazakhstan, I think. But she is from Russia. She graduated from, Vladimir Lenin or Joseph Stalin University somewhere. Now she's over here, and she's still a commie. She won't release her doctoral thesis because, of course, she's an academic. Okay, she's up for office of comptroller of the currency. Here's what she said last spring, cut 23.
For certain troubled industries and firms that are in transitioning. And here what I'm thinking about is primarily coal industry and oil and gas industry. A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt in short order. At least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change, right?
We want them to go bankrupt. She would control 1,100 banks. We're out of the Almagouchas, but we still got Aviva Trautoria and some others. I'm Howie Carr.